Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1241, Why I Don't Prep for Photo Shoots, by Nighar Funouni of nigharfunouni.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. It's kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. You can send in a question at oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. So again, I hope you're having a wonderful weekend so far. If you're in the States, hope you're having a wonderful holiday weekend, but I'm going to keep this intro nice and short. So let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. Why I Don't Prep for Photo Shoots, by Nighar Funouni of nigharfunouni.com. I'm nursing a photo shoot hangover this morning. Typically, I would spend weeks getting ready for a shoot, and the prep is never fun. Think super restricted diet and twice-a-day workouts. The day of the shoot itself is a hectic, exhausting flurry. Hair, makeup, more hair, more makeup, outfits strewn about. Sometimes you're changing in a car. Other times, a not-so-glamorous beach bathroom. I forgot my lotion and called my husband to bring some on location. I sweat through one of my outfits. I lost one of my favorite earrings in the sand. Apparently, when you lose something in the sand, it's gone forever. All this to say, photo shoots are wild. This morning, I've got more leftover pomade and product in my hair than is ever advisable, and I'm completely exhausted from yesterday's shenanigans. But the one thing I'm not doing that I always used to do after shoots? Binging on junk food. Why? Well, simple. I just didn't prep. And it's the severe restrictive prepping that almost always leads to a post-shoot or post-event or post-vacation binge. I kept thinking I was going to prep. I kept saying, okay, you have 2 weeks. Keep it tight. A week would roll by and I was still living my normal life as usual. No tweaks to my nutrition or exercise. Okay, you got 1 week. You can shed some bloat in a week. And it's true, I could have. I know what to do to shed water, and I could easily have tightened up my diet for a week. The thing is, it just didn't work out that way. I was traveling, socializing, and eating dinners out with family. The week of the shoot, I ate Chinese food, barbecue, and Mexican food, all in the same week. Talk about anti-photo shoot prep. So the day of the shoot arrives, and I'm still strutting around in the exact same physique as 2 weeks prior. I don't know how much I weigh because I just don't do that anymore. But it's safe to say I am nowhere near my leanest ever. The truth is, I haven't been my leanest ever in over 3 years, and at some point, that became totally okay with me. My preferred lifestyle just doesn't fit in with the leanest ever model anymore. As I was getting ready for the shoot, which was primarily intended to get some new images to rebrand my website, I had this moment of panic. I'm not ready. I experienced a sudden emotional hit that sent me reeling into thoughts like, why couldn't you just tighten up your diet for 2 weeks? What's wrong with you? Why aren't you more disciplined? I sat with those feelings. I didn't judge them or label them as bad. I just got intimate with them, as uncomfortable as that was. I took the time to let the feelings run through me, and as a result, I discovered this. I didn't prep for the shoot because prepping for a shoot takes me way out of my integrity. So instead of stressing out over my body, I poured a glass of Sauvignon Blanc as I got my makeup done and just settled into the mood. Photo shoots are exhausting, but they're also fun as hell, as long as you relax and aren't body conscious the entire time. I was only able to relax, however, because I affirmed that my lack of prep had nothing to do with discipline or desire. It had to do with the fact that the entire idea of prepping makes me feel icky inside. It's inauthentic to the person I am today. Sure, I could have spent 2 weeks restricting my diet so I'd be a wee bit tighter in my photos, but how is that authentically me? It just isn't. And the purpose of this shoot was to rebrand my website to reflect the woman I am today. The woman I have evolved into thus far does not feel in her integrity or in her power when she's prepping for a shoot. Instead, I want my website and my brand to reflect who I am, imperfections and all. This is scary, of course, because vulnerability always is. But if I'm consistently authentic in my business, then I'll always feel as though I'm on the right path. There's nothing wrong with prepping for a photo shoot, of course. Tons of people do it, and I'm all for everyone doing what works for them. But the message that I want to portray is that I don't need to prep. I'm ready now, simply because this is who I am. And I want to give folks everywhere permission to be ready now as well. If you want to prep for a wedding, an event, a vacation, or a photo shoot, go for it. But I want you to know and believe that you don't need to. Yes, I encourage you to make regular exercise and healthy eating a part of your normal lifestyle, but I also want you to believe that you are ready now. Why? Because you are worthy now. Simple as that, period. You just listened to the post titled, Why I Don't Prep for Photo Shoots by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. It takes a lot of courage to do what Ms. Fanouni's doing. To be vulnerable, to show your imperfections, that's not easy. And especially when you're trying to build a brand around fitness and how good you look and how if you just follow certain things, you can look this way too. But it's so impressive that that's not what she's about. She's about accepting yourself for who you are. And I think she would agree with me when I say that accepting yourself for who you are is different than not reaching your potential. Because we can always use the, I'm just who I am, and that's just going to be a person who doesn't exercise or doesn't eat nutritiously. Yeah, but you could also be the person who tries to do those things to reach their optimal potential, to maximize those genes that you have inside you to be the best that you can be. And there doesn't have to be a compromise of your integrity, as Ms. Fanouni said, to get to that point. Think about it. You are the product of thousands of years of genetics, of survival. You are here because your ancestors survived. So let's make them proud and let's maximize our potential. And why should we do that? Well, to quote Ms. Fanouni, because you're worthy now. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. Again, I hope you're having a great weekend and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.